I met him at one corner of the park. He was sitting there by himself, reading a book during a warm afternoon. When I approached him, a little smile was drawn on his face. Mark Westerman was born in Long Island. He is a graduate student of history at the University of Connecticut. He says he is very happy to move back to the city after spending 8 months in Belgium. He found the pace of life in Europe to be slower. He missed the fast pace of New York.
It has anything and everything you could possibly want to do or to look for. I mean, it's so diverse, and there are so many little corners, and that's one of the big things. It's fun, it's vibrant, it's got a great energy, and it's where I'm from, so it's cool to be back home after being away in Europe.
But if you really want to know the city, Mark says, then you should get off the beaten track of well-known places like Times Square and the Empire State Building. Get out of Manhattan, he says, and go discover the different parts of New York where you can get a real flavor for the true nature of the city. The Park Slope area of Brooklyn, Coney Island, the East Village. He thinks that despite common belief, New York is actually a very friendly city.
And talking to people, I mean, a lot of people think that New York is a very impersonal and rude city, but I mean, you're having me talk to you right now, and it takes a little more guts, and maybe not every time, but every second, third, fourth time, someone will sit down and we'll talk to you.
With the anniversary of 9/11 coming soon, I asked him if the city has fully recovered after the great trauma. Mark Westerman thinks it's appalling that it's been 9 years and there are still no buildings in Ground Zero. But he is not worried because he believes that New Yorkers are resilient. Because New York is a meeting of cultures, it's a meeting of the world in one very small spot.
Ahmed Al-Omran, Columbia Radio News.